Hi, this is Marcia Smith, and this recording is part two of Support for Stressful Times, a very brief presentation of some tips and information on ways that can be helpful for coping better with stress. And with all of the stressful situations going on right now in the world and possibly in your life as well, you could wish to have some better ways not to be so stressed in the situations that you're dealing with. So that's why I want to talk about some ideas for handling stress in better ways. Well, the first point I want to make is that, it's natural to have emotional reactions to stress, having anger or worry or sadness, depending on what the situation is natural and makes sense. It shows we're alive and that we are experiencing. So, yeah. And yet, at the same time, reactions can sometimes get out of proportion and feel out of proportion to the situation and come overwhelming and help and make us feel out of control. So for that reason, it's good to have ways, if we can, to alleviate the stress and to cope with the reactions to it in ways that help bring us back to a feeling of our calm and competent selves and help us to deal better with the situation. So, the first tip that I want to share about coping with stress is don't think so much about the stressful situation. Thinking about stressful situations just causes more anxiety. So this tip is that it's helpful if you get out of your head and kind of drop out of your thinking mind and instead turn your attention to your body, right? Sense your body. You can start by doing that right here, sensing your body. If you imagine a situation that is giving you stress right now, could be COVID-19, right? Or it could be a relationship or something to do with your job or family. And then see how that is felt in your body right now. How's that whole situation felt? Right? Take some time to become aware of your body. And I make it sound like it's easy, and it's not always. So what helps me is to start with just being aware of my body first. Like, first I pause and notice how I'm sitting, how my body is sitting, and feel the support under me, the support behind my back or under my legs. Notice what my hands are touching. Or if I'm walking, walking is also a way, to notice, to be aware of your body, to be in motion. And so if I'm walking, I might notice the sensation of the my weight shifting from foot to foot. And it can take you time to be able to do that. And if you catch yourself thinking again about the situation, going over the same thoughts, just see if, try stopping and see if that helps you to bring your attention back to your body and to your sensations, right? And then if you wanted to take it to another level and pay attention to your breathing. Notice the sensation of breathing, of breathing in and breathing out. As with meditation, Just this simple act can help to bring you back to a feeling of calm and relaxation. And then I would say what the third step is that's important when you're becoming aware of your body and of your breathing, and you're seeing how you're feeling in your body about the situation that is causing you stress. You notice how you're feeling in your body instead of thinking about it. Then it's a good time to acknowledge, to really acknowledge with compassion and curiosity what the feeling is in your body. So it may be like it heavy, it might be a heaviness in your chest, or it could be like something feels caught in your throat, feels tight. Or another example is it could be like something jittery in your stomach, or fullness, or kind of pregnant feel in your stomach there. Whatever way you're feeling the situation in your body, whatever sensation and sense you get about it, it's important to acknowledge it. And you don't have to think about the reasons why you're having that feeling, and you don't have to wonder why. You can just appreciate that you're getting a sense, that your body's giving you a sense, and really in a way some sensing that is an understanding of how this whole situation is experienced by you and your body. Right? And then as you're naming and noticing and acknowledging what you're feeling in there about the situation, if you take time staying with what you're feeling and notice if it becomes calmer, notice if there's a shift. A shift in the way that you're feeling or way you're experiencing. There might be some opening up of some energy. There might be some transformation in a way of the way you're feeling the situation. Notice how it feels differently in your body. And if you want to, if you can take the time at the moment to stay with it, to stay with what you're experiencing right here and now. And you may then get a sense of what you might need next. What might be the next step? Or how a sense of how you might turn this feeling into an action that you need to take in the situation. So the very sense that you get in your body might lead you to a sense or an awareness of the action step that you need next to take to deal with the situation the way you want to. So if the timing is right to do it now or in this part of the practice, you can, or if it isn't a good time, you can come back to it and pick back up. If you remember the word or the image that helps you to describe the way that you feel, the feeling that comes in your body about the situation, and then ask the question, what about this? What is the right step or what action do I need to take to help me deal with this? And then wait and see if your body resonates with the question. Maybe something comes up for you right now to show you what is needed next to deal with it. Thank you for taking time for the exercise, and good luck with it. Thanks.